TA, when you watch Brett on film, what are the challenges? He presents obviously a very different quarterback than Aaron, but what are the things that jump out to you that say, hey, that could give us a problem?
First of all, I think you look at him and you say he's a very athletic young man, moves around well. He has good arm strength. But I think the biggest thing is when Aaron Rodgers gets out of the pocket, his eyes are scanning downfield all the time. Like most of the times he runs when he absolutely has to. This guy can take off, and he'll take off maybe a little bit sooner, and he can really run and get down the field. So that's really going to be a big challenge for us.
How much of a challenge is it to just make sure that nobody overlooks the fact that, hey, we're getting a break here because we're not seeing Aaron Rodgers?
Well, we're not getting a break. We've got to play better. So I don't think we're in any position to say, hey, well, because Aaron Rodgers isn't playing, things are going to be easy. We haven't had it easy right now. We've got to play better football than we've been playing. So I think that's our concern, not who's quarterbacking, but us playing better football.
What about your limited exposure to the running back, Aaron Jones? I haven't seen much here, more of the quarterback. Is that throw that make it a little more difficult preparing for a team we haven't seen a couple of key guys?
I don't think so. When you watch, we've got enough film on these guys between preseason and now that you get a pretty good feel of what kind of player they are. I think with the running back, he's really come on these last few weeks. He runs hard, one cut, decisive runner, has really good vision, tough. So you see that, and we know the challenges we'll have there. And with the quarterback, obviously there's going to be some plays. Maybe they're a little bit different that they would run, and I'm sure we haven't seen them all. But I think in terms of skill set, he is absolutely an NFL quarterback in terms of arm strength, in terms of talent. It's just a matter of reps.
Right. Why have you guys struggled to get sacks the last couple of weeks?
Just haven't gotten. I think you look at it, Drew Brees has never been sacked a lot, gets rid of the ball fast, and we have to do a better job. I got to get our guys in a better position to get there. And so obviously first thing I'm going to look at is not our guys, is what I'm calling. Am I calling, giving them a chance? And obviously I'm not doing a good job of that right now.
So does that mean, how do you go about
Well, we just look at a bunch of different things, maybe different not different lines, but different matchups, if we can get a better matchup somewhere, or maybe blitz them more. I don't know. But it's up to me to figure it out.
Reeves made him a little bit more run the last 2 weeks and seems to respond well. What is he doing well for you right now?
I think as a young guy, he's very athletic. He's got really good bend and feel. So that's where he really gives us some really athletically more like a strong safety type playing linebacker. But he's really a smart young man. He's got a little ways to go. He's got to get stronger. He's got to get, acclimated to our game. But I think in the last few weeks, he's given us a really good spark in terms of athleticism, getting around the ball, and making some plays.
With that combo skill set, does that give you some more versatility with some of those four linebacker looks you've been using?
Absolutely. But I think it like anything, we always want to get – versus what they have, our best guys on the field. So if you earn a spot and deserve to be one of the guys on the field, we'll get you. We'll find a way to get you on there. That obviously falls on me.
You've coached corners and DBs for many years. What goes into having a good pass, a good cornerback who can deflect passes and defend passes?
I think what goes into being – there's a lot that goes into being a good football player, good corner. But I think the number one thing is you have to have a lot of confidence in yourself, because it's a hard job those guys do that they have outside. I think speed, athleticism, and then really just they have to have really good hand-eye coordination in terms of finding the ball, because a lot of times they won't pick the ball up until the very last second because they're looking at somebody, this guy's running, he knows where he's going, we don't. And as we break in terms of looking and finding and locating the ball, that takes a special thing. Some guys don't do it, and you see a lot of guys that they always seem to be right there, but they never break up a pass. They never intercept a pass. And so I think that's a difference between the really good ones and the guys that are, good players but maybe don't make as many plays on the ball.
How do you know a guy has it? Like, is there something like when you're maybe scouting a guy or when you're a college guy going to the league that they can tell you that he has that?
You just look at his production. And you look at – he has to do it. You don't watch a guy and he doesn't do it in college and then you say, well, he'll come here and do that because he's got, he's this tall, he runs this fast. I think it's all on the tape. When you watch the tape, a guy does what he does.
Are there maybe combine drills that you can maybe get a feel, or is it legitimately, is this one of the skills where it's all based on the tape?
I think you can look at and see if guys can catch the ball at the combine. I think you always watch and see how they track it and look at all that stuff. But I think realistically, it's like anything. The game tape is going to tell you what you have. you can manufacture some stuff if you like, but the game tape, a lot of times our scouts will watch practice tape, and they may see more practice tape and see it happening in there. And that's really the indicator for me.
Darius has played at a high level for a long time for you now. It seems like he's taken that maybe even to a higher level this year. Played great last week against Antonio. Where has he made maybe the biggest growth this year in his game, do you think?
I would say the biggest area is, obviously, he's very comfortable with what we do and how we do it. And I think the biggest area he's made is really going after the ball and attacking the ball with no fear. A lot of times, guys, if you're not sure you're going to get there, you're not quite sure, you take the safe route, knock the ball down. But you see him really going after plays and trying to get the ball this year. And I think that's a big difference. And I think that comes with confidence. And obviously, he's got plenty of that.
He said many times that the Pro Bowl is a big deal to him, making the Pro Bowl. Do you think he's playing at that kind of level? Do you think that's in play for him?
That's not for me to judge. I just know that for us, he's playing at a high level, and we really trust him because he's going to help us win games, and that's really the big thing for us. Do you help us win games? All that stuff, if we win enough games, we've always, ever since I'm young, it's always like, hey, if you win enough games and you do things right, everybody, there's enough credit to go around.
Take away the number one receiver. He's done it pretty consistently all year. How much easier does that make your job scheming out a game plan?
Nothing's easy. don't make it like it's easy.
Easier.
Not easier either. But it does. It helps when you have a guy that can match up with a number one on the other team. I think that helps. Everybody would love to have that ability to do that. And so we're pleased that we do have that ability. It doesn't make anything any easier, but it helps you out in the long run because you know there's not a mismatch between their number one and your number one.
Their number one, Jordy Nelson, had some good games against you guys last year. But, regardless of who's playing quarterback with him, what do you have to keep in mind about his game?
Oh, he's a fine receiver, been doing a lot of years. Catches the ball extremely well, runs great routes. So that's what you got to be. And he's a guy that knows how to get open. I mean, I think that our guys are going to be up to the challenge and know what kind of challenge they have with him. And obviously, we play him twice a year, and it's a big deal for both teams. So we just got to make sure we're mindful of where he is and the things that he likes to do.
Your guys, a couple more from TA. Tempers get the best of him at the end of the game last week. I was just curious what you say to guys in that situation about, you know, firing off the ball during kneel downs and then also the accusations of dirty play that the Steelers.
I'm not. That's their accusations. I know. I think we teach a good brand of football here. I don't think we teach a dirty brand of football here. So, we've talked to our guys, and that's been handled, and I don't foresee any problems moving forward.
Do you want them to fire off the ball on Neil Downs going forward? Is that something that we haven't seen that out of you guys in the past?
Right.
You talked about putting the best 11 on the field. Just looking through the NFL's data they keep track of, you guys have played more defensive combinations than anyone, like 246 different unique combinations. How hard is it to, I guess, keep track of all the moving pieces when trying to...
I've got a question for you. Where do you get these stats? Oh, man. Yeah, it is. I don't know. I only thought we had 242, but if you're saying that. Okay.
To maintain defensive continuity, successful continuity when you're playing 50 different combinations a game?
I don't think so. I don't think it's hard at all. I think what it does is it keeps our players engaged. There's not a guy that's going to be out there playing tired and I got to take this play off because I'm tired. Our guys are engaged, and I think everybody knows they have a role in helping our team, and I think that's important. I told our guys when we first got here, I think – that if our guys deserve to play, let's find a role for them. Let's get them on the field because that keeps everybody engaged in our defense, in our team, in our success. And so I don't worry about that combination stuff.
One more for TA.
Yeah, how many of those 242 can you name? I don't have to be home till Wednesday, too.
That's all right. I'm going to start right now with the first 11 and we'll end it there. I only got one.